The Health Fix podcast teaches you how to take charge of your health naturally by giving you the information you need to elevate your health.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Kraus. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about zero acid coffee. And then the reason I want to talk about it is because naturally, coffee is acidic and stimulating in nature. And it's America's and the world's natural laxative for a reason. But that comes with a price. And in my decade plus of practice, I've seen that a lot of people have gut issues that might be provoked by their coffee addiction. But what do we do about this? Well, what if there was a coffee that was easier on the gut and it tasted great too? Would it be the answer to a lot of folks' gut issues? Well, we're about to find out, because today on The Health Fix, I'm interviewing Tyler Ornstein. He is the creator of Tyler's Coffee, and he's going to talk all about his zero acid coffee, and we're going to find out who might benefit the most from this type of coffee. So let's go get a message from our sponsors and jump into the podcast. Hey, health junkies, want to tell you a little bit about one of my sponsors for the podcast, the High Country Lodge in Breckenridge, Colorado. It is a lodge that can host up to 40 people. They have a beautiful deck that has a great view of multiple mountains, and it has a lovely fireplace where you can cozy up after a day of skiing at Breckenridge. It's not right on the mountain, but you know what? You don't have to be. This place is just beautiful on its own. It's a couple minutes from the mountain, couple minutes to town, and you have access to multiple trails. You can mountain bike, you can ski, you can snowshoe from this location. It's great for year-round recreation. I highly recommend checking out the High Country Lodge. So go to ahighcountrylodge.com and book your next retreat, wedding, just getaway, family reunion. It's a great place for multiple things, and I highly recommend it. Go check it out. So, Tyler, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, Janine. And it's funny because there was a study done by the Crohn's & Colitis Foundation in North America in 2016 that essentially stated that 50 million Americans suffer from stomach-related issues.
50 million. That's a lot of people.
Yeah, and it's only gone up, unfortunately, because of diet, because of so many other outside circumstances. I mean, people don't understand, when they put inflammation in their body, it has an 80% chance of harboring cancer cells. And that's not my study. That's like the Journal of Medicine by Harvard or WebMD, or, I mean, inflammation is what a huge, huge aspect. I mean, I'm speaking to the choir here, you know what I'm talking about, but when your body goes into an inflammatory state, it really doesn't have a way of healing.
Yes. It comes dysregulated and adds stress of life and viruses and all that on top of it. And things get way out of control.
Yeah, they do. They do. And that's kind of the, you know, people talk about, oh, well, you know, you got to be careful of COVID. Well, you do. There's no question about it. I mean, you also have to be careful of H1N1. You have to be careful of influenza. You have to be careful of, you know, any and all viruses that are, you know, susceptible in the human body. But it's not as bad as we think, because it's really what coronavirus, and I know we're kind of off topic, but really quick, coronavirus causes inflammation in the upper respiratory and the cardiac area. And when you don't get enough pulse ox, then your body goes to essentially shock, and then your shock goes to code, and you code out and you die. And so by not doing that, it's important. The segue of that is, by using Tyler's coffees, you don't get inflammatories in your GI tract. So you don't get heartburn, you don't get indigestion, you don't get upset stomach. And so you can drink this coffee without having reverse side effects.
And I think that's a huge, huge comment that you just made, in terms of drinking your coffee, you don't get the inflammation response, because there's so many people. Right. I mean, I'm in Tacoma, Washington, pretty much just next to the headquarters of Starbucks, and the whole
coffee world. And you can't, I mean, there's so many people, not even just here, but people that are addicted to coffee all around the world. But in my area, it's very hard sometimes for me to convince folks like, hey, like we can change your diet, and they'll eat like super clean. They'll be on point with their supplements. They'll be on point with like exercising and everything, but they will not give up their coffee. And we've got like their diet down to like minimal things that are inflammatory, but we can't seem to heal their gut. And I'm like, always like, we gotta ditch this coffee. We gotta figure out something else. So acid free, which is, I can't even, like my words are like gone. I'm like, whoa, okay. Now I can basically be like, you don't want to give up your coffee. I've got a solution for you.
Right. Right. So there is a differentiation between low acid and acid.
Yeah.
Acid-free is a proprietary Z-roasting process where we don't bloom the tannic lipid acid. So we yield a neutral pH. Low acid is a nomenclature that was used essentially to compete with us. And it has been essentially adopted by the coffee industry because people are sick and tired of having bitter coffee. So the best way I can say it is we're the original, they're the knockoff.
Okay. Okay. Noted. So now tell me this. A lot of people are going to be like, okay, so no acid coffee. What does that change in terms of flavor? What does that change in terms of consistency, kind of boldness?
It improves the flavor because you're not getting the bitterness.
Okay.
It also improves the caffeine value because we don't over roast the caffeine. So by over roasting caffeine, it's like octane, it burns off. And so they have to artificially powder the caffeine. You have to understand that the coffee industry is not regulated by any government agency. FDA doesn't regulate it. The pharma doesn't regulate. I mean, you know, there's no regulation. There's USDA doesn't regulate it. Now our coffee is USDA certified organic, but that's all they're going to regulate is where it comes from, not how it's roasted or the procedure.
Interesting. I didn't know that. I bet a lot of people didn't know that.
So it's kind of the wild, wild west when it comes to coffee, because as long as, I mean, people roast it with hot air, they roast it with, fire, they use propane. There's a lot of ways to roast coffee. I mean, we have a very unique process. We use extremely hot air, but we don't use it in just a normal roasting system. We use it in an individual, it's a tube, it's got sensors in it. And as the air shoots the bean, it tumbles and it has full immersion of the air roasting, but doesn't over roast because we have microprocessors that measure the temperatures and the humidity and all that stuff. So, it's been a great experience. And I started 14 years old door to door on a bicycle, and I've built the company off of blood, sweat, and tears. And also, I've built it off of word of mouth. I think it's extraordinarily important to build a company off of word of mouth before you spend a single dollar in marketing.
That's, I think, some valuable information for people who have businesses and for like, that's, I mean, that's a testament, right? Because when you build something off of word of mouth, you're now relying on someone being like, oh my gosh, that tasted amazing. I have to tell all my friends.
Yeah. You can't spend enough money to get someone that will tote your coffee or tote your product or tote whatever business you're doing. I mean, you can put out there an ad on Facebook or on YouTube or, I mean, we do. It's not like we don't, but we have customers that buy our coffee to hand out as gifts to their friends. Mm-hmm. We have customers that will go on their own Facebook and talk about Tyler's coffees and how great it is. So it's a family. You know, we built a family and we really support our family.
Nice. Nice. Now, speaking of family, you started the company because of your dad's issues with acid reflux, correct? Is that what
it is? That's correct. Yeah. So my dad, he's a biochemist, and he's figured out when the tannin lipid acids bloom in the roasting process. And he loved coffee, but at one point he got ulcers and probably because of stress. He's a very stress prone man. I mean, business owners usually are, right? So, in any case, he figured out a way to not bloom the tan with lipid acids. His doctor said he couldn't drink coffee anymore. And he said, yeah, sure, I'm not going to listen to you. And he developed it. And then he took his technology and his ingenuity and went up to Phoenix and built a partnership. And it's been going ever since.
That's cool. So here's the thing. You were talking about caffeine. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people, you know, with the universe that I live in, where quad shot espresso is like nothing for some people, the norm. Yeah. Yeah. And you're talking oddly enough, I do not handle caffeine well. So I am one who's speaking out of turn, but yet I have a lot of patients who are in love with their coffee. And I think a lot of people had asked me before I was going to interview, I kind of was talking about, well, what would you think about this? And a lot of people are like, well, what's the caffeine profile? So how does that look in terms of same amount of caffeine with the acid-free coffee?
Well, yeah. So the way caffeine works is it's essentially burned. In your body, it's burned. So when you ingest caffeine, it burns just like calories burn and just like fat burns. It burns. What it does is it goes into your brain and it essentially triggers your synapses to receive faster communication. And that's why people love the coffee, because it wakes them up, it makes them, you know, awake and cognitive. There's a lot of people out there that don't drink coffee and they wake up fine and they have cognitive ability and it's normal. But and it's also a drug. I mean, caffeine is the world's largest drug, so I'm not going to slide that under the table. It is a drug. It's classified as a drug. But by not artificially powdering the caffeine, you're not seeing a huge – it's not a J curve. It's not like a straight up and then crash. It's more like a, you know – It looks like a hump. So it slowly brings you up, it plateaus, and then it slowly brings you down. And it's because your receptors are not getting fried. Mm-hmm. Think of it this way. You're not sending more voltage through your body, caffeine, than it's prescribed. Or if you think of it this way, you're not shooting more voltage through a wire that you can't handle and melt down. Whereas caffeine, artificial caffeine, is the molecule is so complex and so tightly knit that when you artificially induce caffeine into your body, yeah, you're going to get that rush, but then you're going to get that crash because your endorphin load is going to drop.
Okay. So in terms of Tyler's coffee, no difference in the caffeine between regular coffee in terms of the...
Oh, no, it's two times.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it's so, two times because we don't over roast the coffee.
Okay. So if like an average cup of coffee is 300 milligrams, you're like more at about 600.
Yeah, 5 to 6.
Okay. Cool. That's good for me to know, because now I can go, you can drink less, or I guess people could drink more if they wanted to. They might not need more.
Yeah. So Tyler's Coffees is definitely not cheap, but good things aren't. A lot of science behind it, a lot of ingenuity behind it. So. And there's a lot of cost behind it because we buy single source USDA certified coffee. Point is, when you drink Tyler's coffees, you don't need 4 or 5 cups. You only need 1 cup because it's enough energy that your body really needs. And the antioxidants value is through the roof.
Yeah.
And so for free radicals, it kills them.
So now it's like you don't have to take your antioxidant supplements. You can drink them instead.
Correct.
Cool. Now, in terms of, you said single sourced, where's the origin? Where's
Jaws.
Okay. So that's Mexico.
Yep. South Mexico.
Gotcha. Cool. Yeah. I don't even think that, you know, a lot of people don't really think about Mexican coffee per se. You know, we're tending to think about Colombia since, you know, that tends to be the old school coffee. Yeah. And a lot of people are thinking about other different.
Uruguay. Yeah. There's a lot of coffee everywhere. But We found that Chiapas, because it's a single source farm, is really the best because it's high up in the rainforest, so it gets all the nutrients and it has really good water flow, meaning there's a lot of rainwater, so the plants essentially thrive really well, which means that the cherries are very, very uniformed and they don't have deformities. And it's good. It's good stuff.
Hmm. And so I guess you've been there, visited?
I am not. That's a place where people that are not Mexican don't go. I mean, I don't know how else to be politically correct in that, but it's a very, very dangerous part of Mexico.
I was curious. I was curious. I was like, wow, okay.
But I heard it's gorgeous, and I've seen a lot of Google images of Chiapas, and it's stunningly beautiful.
Nice.
But it's cartel ridden.
Yes. Yes. So you have some connections, not cartel, that help you get the beans over the border.
So our connections are stop at the border of the USA. So we actually buy from an annex, which is essentially a supplier.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't ever deal with Mexico directly. We just deal with our broker.
Oh, okay. Okay. Safer.
It is more safer. Yeah.
All right. So in terms of copy, let's talk a little bit about what you've heard from people in terms of stories for benefits that they found from drinking your coffee. You know, I'm guessing that, yes, with dad's situation, dad drinks, you know, Tyler's coffee. So now I'm going, okay, what other stories have you received from other folks about, you know, I had IBS, I had Crohn's, I had this or that, and now I can drink coffee. I had acid reflux.
Yeah. So we had a lady actually message us, and she was having polyps in her lower gut. And the doctor essentially said, you can't drink coffee anymore. Same story, like hell. And she actually messaged us and said that she started drinking Tyler's coffees and the polyps receded in remission.
Wow.
I couldn't believe it. I was blown away. I was blown away. We've had people say that, they have interstitial cystitis. So that's amazingly painful if you have acid. Mm-hmm. Bladder disorder, where the lining of the bladder doesn't heal itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so when they drink the acidity of the coffee, it's like drinking, or when they urinate, it's like, you know, passing a stone.
Mm-hmm. And
no problem.
Wow. Wow. I mean, these are big things, because what you're mentioning, like with interstitial cystitis, folks that have this, you know, can't tolerate caffeine typically. And in coffee is one of the
big things. And so that kind of is a great segue into our decaf.
Mm-hmm.
So our decaf is a trifecta. We have a Swiss water, acid-free, USDA certified organic. Swiss water is the best decaffeination process in the whole entire world. And the reason why is because it doesn't use methane chloride and methane glycol. And when you use methane chloride and methane glycol for decaffeination, guess what? You get a byproduct, and that byproduct goes into the cells of the coffee and it impregnates. And so you're essentially drinking PPMs of methane chloride and methane glycol. And over time, it's going to be really bad for you. Not to mention the flavor profiles of decaf are horrendous. Not ours. Ours tastes the same.
Wow. So like if you had a blind test, you wouldn't, like people would not be able to tell the difference between decaf and regular.
There's a very, very, very minimal difference. You can tell the difference, but it's very minimal.
Now, in terms of flavoring, just in general, I'm not going to go there yet. Actually, I'm going to go back to the decaf for a second, because the chemical profile thing that you just mentioned is really important, because I think a lot of people don't really realize, or maybe don't believe, that through the decaffeination process that there is a possibility for such a high chemical load.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's not a science, whereas Swiss water is a science.
Mm-hmm. That's an important thing. I think a lot of people don't.
They guarantee a 98.6% or higher decaffeination rate.
Wow. And so in terms of the, now let's go towards the two different flavors and flavorings. I think a lot of people want to know, you know, just in general, what does Tyler's coffee taste like? The caffeinated version. And then we'll go like, what's the slight difference with the decaffeinated version?
So I would say Tyler's coffees has like a chocolatey tone. It tastes a little chocolatey. It's obviously very smooth. There's no bitterness.
Right.
Smooth finish. You know, there's so many reviews out there. There's over 2,000 reviews on Amazon and on Google and stuff. And I mean, our only negative review is we can't get the coffee out to the customer fast enough. So it's a problem, but it's something that we're working on and fixing. I would say that our coffee it tastes like any normal coffee. It doesn't have any like weird taste or smell to it. But it's so smooth and so pure that, people just love it. I mean, we have an 85% retention rate on our customer base.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive. Yeah. I think that's something to be said, but also, you know, a lot of people right now are trying to switch off of coffee because of their gut and going towards some of the mushroom based, like the Four Sigmatics and brands of that nature. And I think that the bitterness is there still.
Well, and also I don't think it's really as beneficial as people say it is. I mean, why are you drinking a mushroom that has been essentially instantly processed? We were under the impression that we could come out with an instant acid-free coffee. And we did a lot of research and we spent a lot of money. And come to find out that there's not a single process out there that does it chemical-free.
Now this is really juicy stuff. Tell us more. What chemicals are used or basic chemicals are used to?
Well, you have to use a freezing agent. So it could be nitrogen, it could be hydrogen, and that's not really bad for you. But the problem is we don't know what the actual outcome is of the flavor and the pH.
Right.
So if we yield a neutral pH and we put a hydrogen process through it or a nitrogen process through it, that pH could go very low when it's brewed. I mean, you could see a pH that sits around 4.5, and that's very caustic.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a really good point. I think a lot of people don't note that. And of course I brought it out to kind of make the case for why to choose your product versus something like right. One of these instant products. So,
I mean, we kind of joke about it, but it's true. We have customers that have a prescription, not a subscription.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. And that's why as a doctor, I'm like, yeah, I can see the benefit for so many different gastric conditions from acid reflux, which a lot of people will take copious amounts of medication just so they can drink their coffee.
Right. So, well, and then if you don't take natural things for your gut and for your stomach, there's major side effects, mm-hmm. major side effects. And those side effects over time will yield a lot of health problems.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I think we've made the case for folks to kind of switch over, and they've kind of heard a little story from you in terms of what the coffee tastes like, in terms of what, you know, why no instant versions, why, you know, looking at decaf and your regular calf versions. What I'd like to hear from you a little bit is in terms of your role with Tyler's Coffee. Are you and Dad kind of working side by side still, or you've taken over?
At a semi-young age, I learned that it's not good to work with family. It just doesn't work out. It never has, and I don't think it ever will. So I'm not interested in working with my father. Not in a bad way. I just... it doesn't work out.
Gotcha.
But I respect the man, and he's brilliant, and he's smarter than you can even imagine. And in anything in chemistry, he can figure out and fix. It's just mind-boggling what he comes to the table with on a daily basis.
Nice.
No, I've got an office. We've got an admin office. We've got a warehouse, and I mean, we're really building. It's funny because it's not funny, but brick and mortar kind of has gone down by about 15-20%, but online has gone up by about 600%.
Yeah. Yeah. So now's the time to be online, which segues me into where folks can find you. You had mentioned Amazon, and you also mentioned through your website, tylertucker.com.
Yep.
And then you were saying you're in some store chains. We had talked about Natural Grocers.
Yep. We're in Natural Grocers. We're in Hy-Vee. We're in, in Arizona. We're in AJ's. Excuse me. I need some coffee. If you go to our store locator on our website, you can just type in your zip code and you can find your most nearest store. We've got a lot of mom and pops. So we've got chains that are 15 chain stores to two state to even one. And, but we're doing well. I mean, they're buying the coffee. It's moving. In this predicament of COVID, which again, I don't think is really as intensely a problem as they're trying to put it out to be. I mean, you look on one side of the fence and they're fear mongering and controlling everything. And then you look on the other side of the fence and people are going about their daily lives. And, you know, it's not, and by the way, the CDC, you're a doctor, you understand. The CDC just came out and said only 6% of the mortality rate was directly affected through the COVID virus. That's not good. But what it is it's lower than H1N1. It's lower than swine. It's lower than Ebola. I mean, it's right on par with every major virus. And for us to shut down the country and put mandates together is, in my opinion, I think it's just a political satire, and it's bad.
Yeah. It's caused some serious damage to a lot of businesses. And
it's destroyed small business. It's horrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know,
brick and mortar is gone. I tell people on a lot of podcasts that I'm on, you know, retail is dead. They just haven't got the death certificate yet.
Yeah. No, it's a sad year for small businesses. Absolutely. And, you know, being able to have your business online and having orders online is something that's huge. But also in your background, I think it's your coffee is more than just coffee. It's a medicine.
Yeah, it is. It is. And you know, we've done very well in that we're an online-based business. We started an online-based business at 14 years old, and I've built the whole company around an online-based platform. So we have a lot of existing customers through tylerscoffees.com.
I have one last thing that I want to ask you about to share with listeners, because we always like to hear about what you're doing for giving back. And I know that altruism is one of the big things of your core values on your website. And so how's Tyler's Coffee working right now to give back in the community?
So we've got a really amazing give back program where every single bag that goes through tylerscoffees.com or through the company itself is touched by Beacon Fulfillment. Now, Beacon Fulfillment is a 503c that essentially employs people that have mental deficiencies in that they have downs or they have other issues where essentially society threw them out with the bathwater. And this company is phenomenal because what they do is they rehabilitate people that essentially need to have a purpose in life. And I've never walked into a warehouse and seen all of the clients smiling because they're so happy to be doing a job. Now, remedial it is, but they're doing a job and they feel fulfilled. And to me, that's very fulfilling as a business owner. We could hire a for-profit fulfillment center, but why? We'd much rather work with a nonprofit that supports a cause that I'm very, very close to, because I personally have, you know, dyslexia, I guess is what you could call it. Legitimately, I have dyslexia, but it has been a big hurdle to overcome in business. And it's just what it is. And so my heart goes out to people that are, you know, people that have mental issues, and I enjoy supporting that cause.
That's awesome. Yeah, I always like to hear how businesses are giving back. And I think for a lot of people, it just sweetens the deal in terms of another reason to look to Tyler's Coffee for their coffee choice.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you guys want it, we're doing a 20% off this whole year. Go to tylerscoffees.com. Tylerscoffees.com. Use promo code Tyler2020 at checkout.
And you get 20% off right there. So,
the whole cart.
Tyler, thanks for coming on and chatting with me about your coffee. I'm really excited to introduce it to my patients and have folks using it as a prescription now.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Hey, Health Junkies, I hope you enjoyed my podcast. If you want to continue the conversation based on what topic I'm talking about at any given time on the Health Fix podcast, head over to my Facebook group, Find Your Health Fix. It's where we are talking about what's going on in health, what I'm talking about in the podcast, and I love to answer questions there. So come hang out and join the conversation. And by the way, right now I have a free Manage Your Stress Naturally course that you can grab on my website at drjkrausnd.com, because so many people are stressed out right now, and really it has to do with the basics, your routines and simple habits that are messing you up. So head on over to drjkrausnd.com and go check out my free course on managing stress naturally. All right, folks, have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Subscribe, rate, and share info.